Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now. Many people are itching to get outside and socialize, especially as the weather starts to get warm, even though the fight to contain the coronavirus is still very much in full force. In parts of Southern California, for instance, the number of infections and deaths are relatively flat. But as people gather, health officials are seeing new hotspots and spikes in the number of cases. For more on California's efforts to contain the virus, we have Dr. George Rutherford via Skype. He's an epidemiologist at the University of California, San Francisco. Welcome, doctor.
Thank you so much.
Well, doctor, let's start with the numbers. New deaths in California have stayed basically flat at about 70 a day. From a glance at the chart, it looks like we're not seeing a steep decline in infections. California took a proactive approach in shutting down cities and implementing social distancing measures very early on. Why aren't we seeing better results?
Well, it's because transmission's ongoing, and these deaths are occurring among people who are infected probably 2 to 3 weeks before. And, you know, it's as long as there's ongoing transmission, we'll continue to see deaths. Now, it is flat. It's not going up, and that's heartening, but we would really like to see it coming down. Why is there ongoing transmission? Yeah. There's ongoing transmission, I think, first and foremost, among people who live in large households. And so large multi-generational families where it passes from one person to another, to another, to another, and it just keeps going. Also, people get it when they go outside, especially if they're not wearing masks and if they're going into places where people are too close together. And then finally, we see a few cases among essential workers still.
And all of this in many ways is interconnected, because when you talk about essential workers, many of them may live in homes with lots of family members or intergenerational family members, as you mentioned at the beginning, is one of the complications to the stay-at-home order.
Yes, absolutely. And so these things do link together. But to the extent that we can disentangle them and limit transmission outside of the home, that's what's going to take to get us down to a handful of cases this summer and moving from the governor's stage two to the governor's stage three reopenings.
I mentioned Southern California. The state is not homogenous. And Southern California seems to be doing worse than Northern California. Why is that?
Well, to start with, it's bigger. I think the other thing probably that's going on is that, at least compared to the Bay Area, the rest of the state, which includes Southern California, went to shelter-in-place orders about 4 days later. And in Southern California, it really didn't seem like it had sunk in until the following Monday. So it was almost 6 days later, which represents at least one, if not two, generations of transmission of the virus. So the chains of transmission are longer. There are more cases by the time it went to a shelter-in-place order. I think the other thing is there are probably more introductions into Southern California than there were into Northern California.
You mean people coming into the state?
Correct, both from Asia, but in Los Angeles, but in particular from Europe. We know of several chains of transmission that were tied to people coming from areas in Europe where there had been transmission. And that was the real big problem in New York, with hundreds of new introductions from overseas.
I also want to ask you about something else. There are concerns that some of the rural counties are now moving further into reopening, and that they just don't have enough testing. So some of those counties reopening are doing 5 to 10 tests per 1,000 people. That's according to the LA Times. Is that enough?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, the governor's goal is to be able to have 200 tests per 10,000 people per day. A lot of these counties are very small. You know, they're going to be able to get away with fewer tests, but on a per capita basis, it should be at about the same level. And so I think that's something that needs to be worked on going forward. Now, the Chan Zuckerberg Biohub at the University of California, San Francisco, is testing specimens for any local health department from anywhere in California. So there is capacity for testing if they want to get the specimens down to San Francisco.
You know, I mentioned earlier that we are seeing some spikes. And in Southern California in particular, we're hearing about these events where a single person can infect many others. In Pasadena, for instance, officials traced a cluster of cases to a woman coughing at a birthday party. What do you take away from that? I mean, there's also Mother's Day services in Northern California, Butte County, that may have exposed 180 people. Is it just impossible to have gatherings until we have a vaccine?
I think that's a fair way of thinking about it. Yes, it's impossible to have gatherings unless people have masks on and they're outside and they're socially distanced, which seems like none of those conditions seem to have been met by either of the events you're citing. It's just too dangerous. You know, you hope that there are no mortality from either of these events, but it's playing with fire. And, you know, we understand that people want to be able to get back to the lives they used to lead. It just can't happen quite yet. I think there's a really great example from Hong Kong, which has had, you know, several thousand cases, but only four deaths. What they're doing is everybody wears masks. And I think that the whole idea of wearing masks is what's going to get us out of this, at least out of it until we get to a vaccine.
That's Dr. George Rutherford. He's an epidemiologist at the University of California, San Francisco. Thank you, doctor.
You bet. My pleasure. Thank you.
And Dr. Rutherford says